差不多四五个聚会点啊、但那总共的信徒差不多有700位，但是他们还没有一个固定的全职的传道在那边。
So in Japan, they have about 4 to 5 service place in Japan, but they have about 700 members, but they do not have a full-time minister helping them in Japan.
就是没有固定的。
They don't have a fixed minister there.
所以台湾可能一次派两年有一个传道在那边注目。
So Taiwan will send a preacher to minister there for perhaps in for 2 years.
就你可以想象，就好像加拿大有5-6间教会，但是就如果只有一个传道，他那这个教会能够被牧养，就是说能够被照顾到的地方就比较缺乏一些。
So imagine if Canada only have we have 5 to 6 churches. If we only have one preachers, then the preachers will have limited time to pastor the church.
所以我们继续为日本教会祷告，希望神感动那边的青年，也是赶快有人现身能够在那边有自己的。固定的传道。
So we have to pray for them and hope that the youth in Japan will one of them will come out to be a full-time minister.
好，那我们今天早上要学习的题目是当守神的诫命。
This morning we'd like to learn from the topic of obey God's commandments.
我们请看翻我们请翻开到《生命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第三十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 30.
生命记三十章，我们从十一节，我们来看十一节。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 30 from verse 11.
十一节，我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是离你远的。
Verse 11, for this commandment which I've commanded you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off.
十五节。
Verse 15,
看啊，我今日将生与福、死与祸陈明在你面前。
Verse 15, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil.
十六节，吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，谨守他的诫命、律例、典章，使你可以存活，人数增多，耶和华你神就必在你所要进去为业的地上赐福于你。
Verse 16, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess.
第十九节。
Verse 19,
我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
I call heavens and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings, therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live.
二十节。
Verse 20,
且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他，这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许所赐的地上居住。
That you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him.For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them.
生命记是摩西他所写的最后一本书。
Deuteronomy is the last book written by Moses.
也是照他生命走到尽头的时候所写的一本书。
It is when he was at his last stage of his life that he wrote this book.
他带领以色列人在旷野地走了40年。
He led the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years.
现在要进去迦南地了。
And now they are about to enter the land of Canaan.
但是摩西不能进去。
Unfortunately, Moses was forbidden to enter.
所以在以色列人进去之前，摩西特别的嘱咐他们。
So before the Israelites entered the land, Moses instructed them.
很郑重地告诉他们。
And very severely did he told them.
要守神的诫命。
To keep God's commandment.
摩西怎么告诉他们呢？
How did Moses instruct them?
他说，看啊，我今天把生死祸福 摆在你们面前。
Look, today I have set before you a life and death before your eyes.
也就是说，你们有选择。
That is to say, you have a choice.
神的诫命在这边。
This God's commandment is here.
你如果照着神的诫命来活来做，这个就是生，这个就是福。
If you keep the commandments of God's commandments, then this is life and blessing.
你如果不照神的诫命来做，不遵守神的诫命。
If you do not keep listen to God's commandments and keep His words,
这个就是等于你选择了死与祸。
And so that is you have chosen death and and curse.
对啊，所以摩西很郑重的告诉他们。
So Moses severely told them.
特别在十九节说，呼天唤地向你做见证，已经是他一直在想办法说你要怎么样你们才能够听，这个已经是最郑重的呼天唤地来告诉你们了。
So on verse 19 says that Moses has called heaven and earth as witness today against you.
哦，有时候你在讲话你要强调说这个很重要。
Sometimes when we speak we have to emphasize something that is important.
哦，好像主耶稣他说他常有时候他重要的时候他说我实实在在的告诉你们。
So when Jesus says something that is important he says truly truly I tell you.
跟永生有关系的，你人若不借着水和圣灵重生断不能进神的国。
So to, that is has the direct relationship with eternal life. If a man do not go through water bitBorn
of water,
born on water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
哦，那摩西在这边也是，他讲了很多的话。
Moses has spoke many words.
但是最后这个很郑重的告诉他们说，你这个一定要听。
So, but these last words that he has spoke seriously, they have to hear.
我把生死祸福摆在你面前。
He has set before you life and death.
就是告诉你明白，守诫命就是得生，不守诫命就是死。
That's for you to understand to keep the commandment is to live, and if you do not keep the commandment is to die.
这边虽然有两条路。
Here there is two roads.
但是摩西说，你们要拣选生命。
But Moses says that you have to choose life.
你们要做选择。
You have to make a choice.
哦，但是我希望你们选择生命这条道路。
However, I want everyone to choose the way of life.
生命的这条道路就是守神的诫命。
The way of life is to keep the God's commandment.
神的诫命跟生命有直接的关系。
To have this life is to keep God's commandments. That is a direct relationship.
不守神的诫命跟死也有直接的关系。
If you do not keep God's commandment, then this has effect that will lead you to death.
The consequence is death.
The consequence is death.
亚当一开始的时候神给他很简单的命令。
In the beginning God gave Adam a very simple instruction.
这个诫命其实就是神的话。
This commandment is the words of God.
神就是给亚当一条。
God only gave Adam one road.
伊甸园当中所有的果树你都可以吃。
Out of Eden all the fruits you can eat.
只是中间唯一中间的那个分别善恶的果树你不可吃。
Only one tree that is good, the knowledge of good and evil, you cannot eat.
吃的日子必定死。
The day you eat, you shall die.
守神的诫命就得活。
If you keep God's commandment, you shall live.
不守神的诫命就是死。
If you do not keep the commandment, the consequences is death.
哦，所以很可惜啊，当时候走了不守神诫命的那条路。
It is unfortunate that Adam did not keep God's commandment.
好，所以不止他死了，甚至他把死带入了世界，众人就在最终了。
Not only he died, he has brought death into to all the people.
哦，不是因为他吃的那个果子。
It's not because he has eaten the fruits.
他死不是因为那个果子有毒啊。
He died not because the there is poison in the fruit.
哦，他死是因为不守神的诫命。
The reason of his death is because he did not kept God's commandment.
哦，所以守神的诫命这件事情是关乎生与死或与福的。
To keep God's commandment has a direct relationship with life and death.
人家就说，这个是旧约里面的。
People always say that this is Old Testament.
现在21世纪了，还要再守什么诫命？
We are in the 21st century, there is no need to keep such commandment.
新约里面也是要守诫命。
In the New Testament, we have to keep the commandment.
新约里面诫命跟永生也有直接的关系。
In the New Testament, the commandments and eternal life have direct relationship.
我们请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
十六节到十九节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 19.
好，我们读到16节到21节好了。
Let's read from 16 to 21.
好，16节，有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？17。耶稣对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。18节。他说，什么诫命？耶稣说，就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证。19节。当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。20。那少年人说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？21。你若，耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。好，这边有一个年轻的人他来见主耶稣。
Here there's this young rich young ruler he came to meet Jesus.
好，那有古卷说他请叫主耶稣善良的夫子。
So in the ancient scroll it says a good teacher.
好。哦，良善的夫子，好，不好意思啊。那他问主耶稣一个很重要的问题。
He asked the Lord Jesus a very important question.
我该做什么才能够得永生啊？
What should I do to keep that I may have eternal life?
这个年轻人他非常的有智慧。
This young person has is full of wisdom.
哦，他知道这个世界上的东西是暂时的。
He knew that the things of this world is temporary.
他知道很重要的是什么？永生。
He knew that eternal life is important.
其实他有很多世上的东西啦。
In fact, he has a lot of the worldly things.
但是他想要得到永生。
But he wants to obtain eternal life.
所以他来问主耶稣。
That's why he came to ask the Lord Jesus.
到底怎么样才能够得到永生？
So what should I do that I may obtain eternal life.
好，那主耶稣说，你为什么称我良善的呢？
The Lord Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good?
好，除了神以外，没有一位是良善的。
No one is good but one that is God.
哦，这个不是在否认他。
That is not to
deny him. 而是在，也是在告诉我们说，你说的对啊，你叫我良善是对的，因为主耶稣就是神来到世间。
In fact, it has also acknowledged that what he has spoken is true.
好，所以主耶稣这句话的意思，他在主耶稣所讲的话是以神的身份来讲的。
So when Jesus spoke this, he spoke as the status of God.
从神的身份来回答这个问题，怎么样得到永生？
As God, he replied this young man how he can obtain eternal life.
主耶稣告诉他说要守诫命。
The Lord Jesus told him to keep the commandments.
他问说什么诫命？
And he asked, "What commandments?"
那主耶稣就念给他了：不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗。这是什么？十诫。
So the Lord Jesus recited that you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, which is the Ten Commandments.
这是神早就给以色列人的诫命。
This is the Ten Commandments which has given to the Israelites.
借着摩西告诉以色列人说，这个就是什么？生命。
Through Moses, God has informed. Yes, Moses has instructed the Israelites that this is life.
好，这条是生命的道路。
This is the way of life.
守诫命就是走在生命的道路上面。
To keep God's commandment, that is to have the way of life.
好，那讲到这边，我们就会可能就有一个问题啦。
So, as we spoke, maybe we have questions here.
如果守诫命能够得到生命，那我们还要为什么还要受洗？
To keep the commandments, then that is to have life. Then why do we need to get baptized?
哦。所以我们在非洲在传福音的时候，这一次我们碰到一个问题啊。
So as when I was in Africa, we encountered one question.
他们也很聪明哦。
They are very smart.
不要讲说这边的人没有什么教育哦，他们圣经读得很熟哦。
Do not think that they do not they are lack of knowledge, but they are well versed with the Bible.
好，我们那时候是在讲那个安息日的道理。
During that time, we were talking about the the doctrine of Sabbath.
哦，其实我们在我们的十大信仰里面有一个是守安息日哦。
In our ten beliefs, one of it is to keep the Sabbath.
哦，不是说安息日比其他的诫命都还重要。
It's not to say keeping the Sabbath is above all the commandments.
哦，其实神所定的这个十诫都非常重要。
In fact, all the ten commandments are important.
也都跟永生有关系。
And they have relationship with eternal life.
哦，只是很多人其他的。外教会的人或者很多看圣经的人他把这个安息日忽略掉了。
It's only that many has forsake this important commandments which is keeping the Sabbath.
所以特别在守诫命的这里我们把强调守安息日。
So in the Ten Commandments, we emphasize on keeping the Sabbath.
不是说其他的诫命不用啊。
It's not to say that we will neglect the nine.
好，所以我们在那边就在讲这个守诫命啊，守安息日。
So, we were talking about keeping the Ten Commandments and keeping the Sabbath.
这跟永生有关系。
This has a relationship with eternal life.
哦，然后这个有一个慕道者朋友他就问了。
So there's a truth seeker who asked this question.
那你们说得救是守诫命还是靠信心？
So,
你什么时候得救呢？你是信福音的时候得救，还是守诫命得救？
So to have this salvation is to keep the commandments or to believe. So when is the time that you obtain this salvation?
我们要怎么回答？
So how should we answer?
你如果说你是靠诫命得救，那也不对啊。
So if we say we keep the commandments so that we obtain eternal life, this is incorrect.
因为圣经里面明明说你要靠着福音得救嘛。
Because the Bible states that we rely on the gospel to gain this salvation.
你要洗礼啊。
We have to go through baptism.
那你如果说好了，靠福音得救，那你就得救了。那你为什么还要守诫命？
So if through baptism we get saved, why should we still keep the commandments?
即使这两样，守诫命与信福音，靠着福音得救，没有冲突。
So keeping the commandments have no contradiction with obtaining the salvation.
主耶稣在这边讲得很明白。
So the Lord has spoken clearly.
你如果要进入那个永生，就是要获得那个永生，你要怎么样？你要守诫命。
Lord Jesus say, if you want to obtain eternal life, you have to keep the commandments.
守诫命就是走在生的道路上，永生的道路上。
To keep the commandments is to be on the way of eternal life.
好，但是守诫命不能够解决我们罪的问题。
But keeping the commandments do not eliminate the problem of our sins.
一个人不能够借着守诫命把自己的罪除掉。
A person do not will not have his sins forgiven by keeping the commandments.
好，所以主耶稣接下来就跟这个少年人说了，你要怎么样？你要来跟从我。
So later on, the Lord Jesus told the young ruler that he has to follow him.
好，因为罪的问题只有主耶稣能够解决。
The problem of sins only the Lord Jesus can solve this.
好，所以在旧约的部分，在旧约里面，其实他们除了这个守十诫、守这个诫命之外，他们还有一个部分的律例典章是叫他们献祭除罪的一些动作。
So in the Old Testament, apart from keeping the commandments, they also have the laws and sacrifices of the animal for the remission of sins.
好，还有什么？还有逾越节的羔羊。
And the feast of Passover and the lamb of Passover.
对，没错。但是主耶稣来其实就是成全了这些的需求。
So when the Lord Jesus came, he has fulfilled the law.
所以我们不用再去杀牛杀羊来赎罪。
So we do not need to kill the cow or the goats physically to redeem our sin.
主耶稣他身为大祭司，已经一次把自己的身体献上为我们的罪。舍去了。
So the Lord Jesus, as a great high priest, he has redeemed our sin.
所以罪的问题，借着主耶稣的福音洗礼，能够得到洁净。
So the remission of sin is redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
好，所以我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans
第六章
，Chapter 6。
罗马书第六章。
Romans 6,
第一节到第十一节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 11.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6,
第一节。
Verse 1.
这样怎么说呢？ 我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？二节
Second,
断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活着呢？三 岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？第四 所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。五，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。六，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。七，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。八，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。九，因为知道耶基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不做他的主了。十，他死是向罪死了，只有一次他活是向神活着。十一，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。哦，所以在这边讲得非常的清楚。
So here it states very clearly.
今天我们受洗归入主的人。
So today those who have baptized into the Lord.
不可以在罪中活着。
They cannot live in sin.
要在生命中活着。
They have to live in life.
就是说要在诫命中活着。
That is to live in the commandments.
要守神的诫命。
To keep God's commandment.
哦，对于罪，我们是死了。
To sins we are dead.
但是向神我们要活着。
But to God we are alive.
所以守诫命跟借着福音得救没有冲突。
To keep the commandments and through the gospel to gain this salvation, there is no contradiction.
今天我们借着主耶稣的福音，借着这个洗礼的恩典，进入到了恩典里面，进入到了生命里面。
Today through the gospel of our Lord Jesus and through the baptism we have entered into life.
但是我们在生命里面的人要走在生命的道路上。
In the people in this life have to walk in the way of life.
我们今天照样有这两个选择。
Today, we too have the two choices.
生死祸福放在我们前面给我们选。
Life and death, Blessing or curse is before us.
如果我们能够在接下来的生命当中守神的诫命，走在这条生命的道路上
，If in our life we can continue to be in to keep the words of God in the way of life,
最后得到的就是永生。
What we will receive in the end is eternal life.
但是一个洗礼赦罪的人
，But when a person who sins is remitted through baptism,
如果他离开了这条生命的道路
，If he leave the way of life,
他再次走向了罪的道路
and he walks in the way of sin,
那他最后面得到的就是什么？就是灭亡。
Then his consequences is destruction.
哦，所以这是一个选择，这两个是没有冲突的。
So these are choices, they do not contradict.
哦，所以神的诫命与耶稣基督的福音，这两个是合在一起，成为一个完整的得救。
So God's commandments and the gospel of Lord Jesus is the complete salvation.
借着基督耶稣的洗礼，让我们向罪死，向神活。
So through the baptism in Christ, in God, we are alive.
借着圣灵
and death in sin.
借着圣灵的更新，以及借着圣灵的力量，我们能够制服罪，能够向神守神的诫命。
Through the renewal of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome sin.
即使神的诫命到底是什么？
In reality, what is God's commandment?
我们来看马太福音。
Let's read Matthew
22章。
Matthew
22. 22章。
Matthew
22. 37节。
Verse 37.
到40节。
To 40.
37节。
Verse 37.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。38。
38.
这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。 39.
39.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己，是实。
40.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。其实神所给我们的十诫，就是在教我们怎么爱神爱人。
In fact, the Ten Commandments given by God is to teach us how to love God and love man.
神告诉我们说，你这样子做，在这条道路上，你就是爱神，也是爱人了。
The Lord, the God told us that if you keep His way, this is how you love God and man.
我们今天的爱不只是在言语上，更加是要在行为上。
So our love today is not just by a lip service, but also by action.
好，所以这个诫命是要守的。
So this commandment is to be kept.
好，如果有人说，那你守诫命的话，你为什么不要咒约那些律例典章都守？
So if someone were to challenge you, why to if you were to keep the commandments, why are you not keeping the laws?
好，我们不要被这个搞混。
Let us not be confused.
好，我们来看啊，哥林多前书。
Let's turn to First Corinthian.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthian.
七章十八节。
Chapter 7, verse
18. 好，十九节。
Sorry, verse 19.
受割礼不算不得什么，不受割礼也算不得什么，只要守神的诫命就是了。
Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters.
好，我们刚刚有说到，在旧约里面有些是与罪有关系，那个主耶稣已经成全了。
So just now we have mentioned in the Old Testament the things that is related to sins, Jesus has already took care of it.
好，其实剩下来我们所要遵守的是什么呢？
So what are the remainder things that we have to keep?
其实我们就看当时候使徒时代使徒教会他们守什么。
So we can look back to the apostles what they do.
哦，他们已经经过了很多的讨论，说，哎，这个割礼不用守。
They have gone through many meetings that circumcisions they do not need to keep.
哦，你要是割礼也可以，不要也没关系。这个他有割礼算不得什么，没割礼也算不得什么。
So whether you circumcise or not circumcise, this is not important.
重要的是什么
？What is important?
守神的诫命。
To keep God's commandment.
哦，这个是在对受洗以后的信徒讲的。
That is, this is to address the people who were baptized, after baptism.
要守神的诫命。
That is to keep God's commandment.
因为这个是生命。
Because this is life.
哦，所以今天如果有人想要混杂，然后说不用守这个神的诫命。
If someone were to confuse us not to keep the commandments.
或者说这个神的诫命不是很重要。
Or to say that the God's commandment is not important.
哦，这个其实有时候都是魔鬼的工作。
In fact, this is the works of the devil.
他就是要让人觉得说啊，不用守诫命。
The devil want us to have this feeling not to keep the commandments.
今天守诫命会有阻挡。
Today, when we keep the commandments, we will have obstacles.
这个是圣经早就告诉我们的。
This has already been told by us earlier.
启示录。
Revelation.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
十七节。
Verse 17.
启示录十二章十七节。
Revelation 12 verse 17。
好，我们从第九节开始看起。
Let's read from verse 9。
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者一同被摔下去。好，那我们再跳到十七节。
Let's jump to verse 17.
龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。这儿女就是守神诫命，为耶稣做见证的。所以说这边看到龙就是魔鬼，就是撒旦，迷惑天下的，要与谁征战？
So we know that the great dragon is the devil and the Satan, which is having war.
他要与那些守神诫命的人征战。
He wants to have war with those who keep the commandments of God.
也就是那些走在生命的道路上的人。
That is those who are walking in the way of life.
不守神诫命，魔鬼已经不理这个人了。
If someone is not keeping God's commandment, the Satan will not have war with him.
这个人他已经自己跑到灭亡的道路上去了。
Because this person is already on the way to destruction.
魔鬼不用再去迷惑他了。
The devil will not need to mislead him.
魔鬼不管他了。
And the devil will not care much about him.
但是魔鬼要他不愿意人得救。
Because the devil wants is unwilling that any man be safe.
哦，所以他特别要去那些 守神诫命的人要跟他们做征战。
So he especially wants to have war with those who keep the commandments of God.
所以这告诉我们，今天我们守神的诫命会有阻挡。
So it tells us those who keep the commandments of God, we will face obstacles.
但是我们不要怕。
But we should not be afraid.
借着神的圣灵和神的道理，我们能够守住这个诫命。
So through the Holy Spirit and the words of God, we can keep the commandments.
而且说真的，这个诫命不是难守的。
And to, in fact, to keep the commandment is not hard.
诫命不是很难的。
This commandment is not difficult for us to keep.
刚刚生命记我们那边读到，摩西说这个诫命不难。
In Deuteronomy, we have read that keeping the commandment is not difficult.
不是在天上叫你上天下海，只是守这个诫命已经离你不远，都已经交到你这边来了。
It's not to ask you to go up to the heavens or go down to the sea, just to hear the words of God.
约翰一书那边也说这个诫命不是难守的。
And in 1 John, it says that it's not hard to keep the commandments.
最重要要怎么守诫命？
How do we keep the commandments?
不是靠什么智慧。不是靠智慧能力啊。
It's not to rely on wisdoms and strength.
有一个，也不是说秘诀啦，有一个关键。
That's one key point.
我们看启示录。
Let's read Revelation.
14章。
14.
12节。
Verse 12.
启示录14章12节。
Revelation 14 verse 12.
圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神诫命。和耶稣真道的。
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
哦，所以今天我们知道这个守诫命很重要。
So we know today that keeping the commandments is important.
而且诫命不是难守的。
And it's not hard to keep the commandments.
但是难的在哪里？
Where is the difficult part?
要走在这条路走到底。
That is to walk on this, this path.To the very end.
走在这条诫命的道路上，一直到我们离世的那一天。
To walk on this, this path till we leave this world.
这个是我们的忍耐。
This is our patience.
这是说圣徒的忍耐就在此。
So here is the patience of the saints.
忍耐在这一条真道上。
To have patience in the way of truth.
忍耐别人的误解 和攻击。
To have patience in the people's misunderstanding and attack.
这个就是守神的诫命和耶稣的真道。
And this is to keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
所以13节这边就说到了。
That's why in verse 13 it's mentioned.
你要写下从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。
So then I hear a voice from heaven saying, Write, blessed are the dead and die in the Lord from now on.
哦，其实他们不是死了，他们是睡了。
They are not that dead, they are just asleep.
这是一个福气。
This is a blessing.
因为他们要得到的是永生。
Because what they want is eternal life.
这个必朽坏的身体变成不朽坏的身体。
So the corruptible body to the uncorruptible body.
哦，但是前提是什么？前提就是说
The whole body.
The prerequisite 是什么？
What is the prerequisite?
先接受耶稣基督的福音。
To receive the gospel of Jesus.
使罪得赦。
To have your sins redeemed.
然后接下来的生命当中向罪死向神活。
And the rest of your life to have death in sins and live for God. Have life in God.
好吧，啊，可以哈。然后就是守诫命。
And to keep God's commandments.
走在生命的道路上。
To walk in the way of life.
忍耐到底。
To endure to the end.
就有福啦。
Then you'll be blessed.
好，希望我们都能够思考一下。
And hopefully everyone will ponder on this.
遵守神的诫命。
To listen to keep God's commandment.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.
228首。
298.
228首。谢谢。